This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Those of you, those of us who really did wait till the very last minute to do our Christmas shopping can thank UPS and FedEx for the awesome cover story, huh? Now all they need is a good excuse of their own. As you know, both companies had major delivery meltdowns this week. Perhaps as many as hundreds of thousands of packages meant to arrive before Christmas simply didn't. Debacle is too kind a word, and the whole thing does raise some real questions about the future of e-commerce and maybe because of, our delivery infrastructure. Marketplace's Sabri Benishul reports.
Heath Thompson thought he'd covered every base, and come today he'd be on his way to the Caribbean. Then he forgot his passport.
I had a friend ship it on the 22nd.
Didn't arrive the next day, or the day after, or the day after. Luckily, a warehouse worker went searching for his package, and Thompson was able to pick it up hours before his plane took off.
It all worked out.
It certainly did not all work out for a lot of other people, and it boils down to this. Shippers predict what demand will be, and this year, they got it wrong. Satish Jindal, president of SJ Consulting, says UPS was expecting peak holiday delivery to run about 18 million packages a day. On Christmas Eve, UPS was looking at 34 million packages. FedEx was overloaded, too.
What was not expected and could not have been planned was the change in the weather patterns in the days leading up to Christmas Eve.
Now, Jindal is not saying that the weather delayed the shippers, but rather it paralyzed shoppers.
They were placing online orders that they otherwise would have gone to the brick-and-mortar stores if the weather was better.
Doug Fisher is a supply chain expert at Marquette University. He says with fewer shopping days this year, retailers also tried to snag as many last-minute sales as possible and pushed back deadlines.
It really compresses the logistics provider's ability to make those schedules and have any flex at all in their system. And I think we're reaching some of those boundaries.
But he says, keep in mind, packages are always delayed. But when it happens on Christmas, everybody notices. I'm Sabri Benishur for Marketplace.